As we continue our study on Psalms 146, as I was reading verses 7 through 9, it reminded me of someone in the New Testament. Some of you might be asking who. But I know we love how the Old Testament points us to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's all over the Old Testament. And this psalm, I just realized it this week, how beautiful and powerful this psalm really is. So the question we must ask ourselves is, how is Psalm 146 pointing us to Jesus? If you look at the life, the ministry of Jesus, it's literally in Psalms 146, verses 7 through 9. You look at how Jesus opened the eyes of the blind. As it says here in verse number 8, the Lord opened the eyes of the blind. Well, Jesus opened up the eyes of the blind in Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 29. And that's just one account. If you go back over to Psalms 146, the latter part of verse 8, the Lord raises those who are bowed down. Jesus raise those who are bowed down. You look at Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13, and you will see that Jesus raised up the woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bent over and could no way raise herself up. And Jesus tells that woman, you are loosened from your infirmities. The Lord loves the righteous. Well, Jesus loves the righteous. You look over at Matthew 13, 43, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father. He who has ears to hear him, let him hear. Also in Matthew chapter 25, verses 46, and these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. In verse 9, it says over in Psalm 146, the Lord watches over the strangers. Well, Jesus watched over the strangers. You go to Matthew chapter 8 and verses 5 through 10, and that shows you how Jesus healed the centurion servant. You go and you continue to read Psalm 146, and it says, he relieves the fatherless and the widow. Jesus blessed the fatherless and the widow. You look at Luke chapter 7, verses 12 through 15, how Jesus raised the son of the widow of Nain. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. Well, Jesus turned the way of the wicked upside down. You look at Matthew chapter 21 and verse 12, and it says, Jesus, when he went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Now, if Psalm 146 is telling us anything, they're telling us that God the Father and the Son are together. They're together. And I know you've heard that saying, like Father, like Son. Like Father, like Son. And Jesus is the Messiah. And we can have confidence in that. Jesus' ministries proves to us that he is he. And we could trust in Jesus. We can truly trust in our Heavenly Father. And as I get ready to close, we must ask ourselves this evening, who are you trusting? Who are you putting your trust in? Who are you putting your trust in? I can tell you that we can't trust man. We can't get advice from man. Because I'm a strong believer that worldly advice will lead to worldly living. worldly advice will lead to worldly living. You know, I brought a sermon back home and I told the congregation back home, and I'm not trying to rain on any counselor in here. I guarantee if you're a counselor, just kind of sit back a little bit. But in today's time, we have a hard time, well, the world has a hard time of identifying gender. We know in the beginning God made male and female. I made the analogy that if, not that it's going to happen, but if I had some concerns of my gender and I went to a counselor in the world and I asked them, what do you think about me? Like, I'm stressed out, I'm having problems, I'm not sleeping at night because now I don't know what I am. I don't know if I'm a male. I just don't know. I'm confused. I guarantee you about 95% that lady will tell you, or that man will tell you, you can be whatever you want to be. You can be whatever you want to be. It's gotten a little crazier now. Some of our kids have witnessed, I know I've witnessed, that now they got these things called furries. I don't know if y'all ever heard of them. I have. It's kids, people, thinking that they're cats. True story. They're thinking that they're cat. The world is horrible. It's a bad place. Because now it's got into the schools to where I think it was one in Kansas or somewhere like that, that now they're putting litter boxes in these schools for the furries. Look it up. It's crazy. That's how the world thinks. That's how the world thinks. Absolutely crazy. So I'm not going to sit up here and say I didn't think about it. But at these schools that have the furries, if I identified as a dog, could I chase them around the school and get in trouble for that? I probably would get in trouble. But that's how the world thinks. That's how the world thinks. So can we really trust in the world? Can we really trust in the things that we can't? So have your trust in our Heavenly Father. You lean on Him when times are good, when times are bad, when things are going right, when things go wrong. Lean on Him, but also to lean on Ninth and Main. This is a great congregation. Truly blessed to be here. And I'm thankful for the elders. They've been nothing but supportive. They've been nothing but great. We got good four men here. They always like to pick on Royce. He's going to get upset one day, and I think he's going to defend himself. Maybe not. They'll probably jump him, but it'll be fine. Just kidding. But, you know, they have a good brotherhood, and they're leading this congregation. The numbers here this evening is beautiful. You guys could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here. I know some of you was coming here and you seen other people cleaning their cars. You seen them at the practice fields. You seen them looking at their baby in the garage, shining up their cars. But you're here. That shows that you trust in the Heavenly Father. Continue that. Maybe you're here this evening and your trust haven't been in God. It hasn't been in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Make it a point from this day forward to put all your cares and trust on Him. Lay your struggles at His feet, but trust Him. Don't trust man, trust God. Maybe if you're not a member of the body of Jesus Christ and you're searching, we've got good men here that would like to study with you. We've got good men here that like to study with you, and one day you'll put on Christ in baptism. Whatever your need may be, make that known while together we stand and sing the invitation song.